Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome to Hour 2, folks. Again, if you want to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933. It's been one of those days. After 23 years of doing this, guys, I got to tell you, I'm doing my best to stay on top of my game. By the grace of God, I'm doing that, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. And just think about this. We're ramping up to go to Tennessee. We're going to be out there talking with June Knight. We're going to be doing her church service in Tennessee there. And she is a White House correspondent. And as well, we'll be with Alan Keyes, presidential contender from 2008, who just spanked Obama publicly. But it's interesting to show you what money will do and what the American people tolerate. And what I'm trying to say is you got a Barack Hussein Obama because of that for 8 years who gave the American people and transgressed the Constitution over 1,160 times. I kid you negative. If you want to call in, please call in. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. And, friends, you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. And we're also over on Facebook and other outlets right now, as well as on YouTube. Matter of fact, we got about 209 comments. And we got about a couple hundred people watching right now just on that line. And we're on many outlets right now. And what we're covering right now, friends, is this. What is the governor doing to incite such a response? Well, I get people making comments like, well, you're justifying it. I'm not justifying it at all. I'm trying to weigh out the truth of the matter. Okay. And I'm not condoning anything concerning violation of law. I am for the law, period. I'm not going to go outside of that. And furthermore, I hate violence. Okay. But I will tell you this, I will defend myself if need be. And this is exactly what the American people are doing across the boards. And what do we see in contrast? Well, the mainstream media, here they come, trying to browbeat everybody into submission, along with those useful idiots in government capacity that are willing to play the tyrants and act out in a totalitarian method and attack the people to further push down, to browbeat people into submission. Well, guess what? But Americans are not made out of that stuff. Matter of fact, if you look in the book of Exodus chapter 1, you'll see that the more that Pharaoh and his corrupt people and his corrupt government afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. I like to say it in modern terms. You know what? Let their cruelty swell our ranks. And guess what, friends? It's exactly what's happening across the boards. People are not going to tolerate tyranny. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's what this is about. And what we're doing right now is we're bringing forth the law, which exposes the crimes, Romans 3:20. We're showing you who's not the victim, when in fact is playing the perpetrator concerning inciting crimes against the people. Governor Whitmer, the president of the United States, the administration, regardless of what branch, what governor, what mayor, what state, and what city, it doesn't matter, folks, the situation as to what we're facing. If they're going to violate law, the people are going to take notice of it sooner or later, and they're going to right the wrongs. That's what's happening here. Let me get back over to this again, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that Governor Whitmer in the state of Michigan, she came out and said, you can't buy or sell unless you have a mask on. She told businesses in her state not to buy or allow customers to buy or sell unless they have the mask on. Well, she just lost that pretended authority that was never delegated unto her in the first place, because the Supreme Court just came in and said, you don't have that constitutional authority to shut down the state, to tell people to shut down their businesses. And what did I tell you, friends? What's going to happen after this decision came out from the Supreme Court in Michigan, by the way, who is doing a great job over there. We're high-fiving you, good government, you good judges on the bench there. The fact of the matter is, what's happening? She's retaliating. This is what she does. This is what tyrants do. This is the same said tyrant in Michigan, by the way, that has implemented 192, I didn't say one, I didn't say nine, and I didn't say two, separate. I said 192 unconstitutional executive orders against the people of her state. By the way, executive orders are only constitutional if they fall in line or are congruent with the law. Okay? These are not. They just create them out of thin air in hopes that people will just accept anything they say. And this one, this exceptional devil in Michigan, friends, I'm telling you what, she is an exceptional Jezebel. And she is hated by the people because the people in that state see that she's not following the rule of law. Yeah, and I got a result for that. That's up and coming as well. But after knowing just what I just shared with you, just the little itty-bitty, friends, concerning her transgressions against the people of that state, just knowing that. Folks, you only have to break one law before you can be indicted, right? That's true. But look at how many times she's done it. And I'm just giving you the tip of the iceberg when it comes to her crimes against the people in Michigan. Let me ask you this way. Why is it that Gretchen Whitmer's not on trial? Let's put it into lawful perspective. How come she's not on trial? Why isn't she being impeached and indicted for her crimes against the people? We the people. I mean, we have the provision in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. Why is it that everybody is overlooking their responsibility? You are the same people that are complaining that things are going the wrong direction. Well, you have provision in the U.S. Constitution to right the wrongs by impeaching her and indicting her. Why is that so far out of mind? And concerning the minds of the American people, because they haven't taken the time to know the difference. I want to put this into perspective real quick. To demand the law be magnified against tyrants in America is American law. It's American law because the law applies to all of us. The president all the way down. They are to faithfully execute the laws found within Article 2, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, not to tear them down and to recreate them in their own ungodly image. Okay? Law applies to every single person in this country. Every single person. No one is above the law. And again, we don't have leaders in this country. We have a representative government. These tyrants have completely lost their place. They have completely operated in such a fashion that is foreign to the United States Constitution. And by the way, the mainstream media and the FBI and corrupt politicians want you to think what I just said, folks, is to be equated to a domestic terrorist or an anti-government agent. No. You're the ones acting outside of your scope of authority. I'm bringing the law to remind you what has been delegated to you and what has not been delegated to you. Let's get this straight, because I want to tell you, no matter how many times you try to browbeat the people, equating law abiders and demanding justice as anti-government and domestic terrorists, it's not going to work. You just keep going on with your bad selves, because you're just inciting all the more of the American people to stand up and right the wrongs that you refuse to correct.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I see that. Talking about Governor Whitmer, right? What is she doing to the people in Michigan to incite such a response? I mean, we all heard about what happened, right? Now, whether it's true or not, we're going to know in the days and weeks and months coming up. Because the media doesn't know how to tell the American people the truth. And what they make headlines today, friends, when they're corrected, they don't correct themselves because the American people don't hold them accountable for their lies and their propaganda. I mean, as if to suggest the media has a right to do that. They do not. They need to be held accountable, friends. Do you know that they basically steer 96% of the narrative in this country? And this is why they're attempting to use big tech companies to censor and suppress the rest of us. They don't want you to have a counter-narrative to their lies. They don't want to be exposed for their crimes. Too bad. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. I'm going to keep moving on here, friends, because I was just asking the question, why isn't Gretchen Whitmer on trial for her transgressions against the people? How come she's not been impeached? How come she's not been indicted for her crimes against the people? I'll tell you why. Because the people didn't know that they have a lawful right to do so. You do. That's what I'm doing here right now. You do. You have the right, when your government acts out in such a fashion, to right the wrongs. And I just got done saying to demand the law to be magnified against tyrants is American law. And it is in no way inciting violence to uphold the rights found in our Constitution against criminals. Just the opposite. To demand that the law be upheld is in fact inciting our representative government to do their job in enforcing the law against all enemies, including our said representatives, both foreign and domestic. that abuse their powers and attempt to strip us of our God-given rights. This is why people are beginning to stand up all over the United States of America, and the media and the FBI, and I'm talking about the bad guys in the FBI and corrupt politicians hand in glove, are trying to blur the lines. They're trying to make wrong right and right wrong. That's what they're doing, friends. It's exactly what they're doing. And people see right through it. They're trying to lump everyone in the same lot as anti-government and or domestic terrorists that uphold the Constitution. They want you to just think that, you know, it has, you ask nine times out of ten the average Christian patriot what the Constitution says about corruption in government. They say, well, we'll just vote them out. I mean, as if to suggest just give them another 2 years to go ahead and destroy at will before you remove them. No, you don't have to wait. You have the law on your side that puts a stop to them right now, tomorrow. Not next month, not in 2 years. I mean, does a cop, when he sees a criminal committing a crime, does he give him an allotted time to stop doing what he's doing? And, well, after all, you know, I'll just vote him out. No, folks, that's ridiculous. The cop enforces the law against them. That's why they're called peacekeepers. If you want peace, enforce the law unto judgment. If you don't, you don't care about peace and righteousness, then just keep letting them do what they're doing. And what's happening, friends? The very things that we're talking about right now. The very things that we're talking about right now. Folks, I would love nothing more than to sit in a circle during one of these meetings with Gretchen Whitmer, the FBI, and law enforcement there. I would love it. Because I would bring them right to the Constitution that every single one of them are to know. And I'd ask those individuals as to where she has been given the right to violate law. And they would say, well, you just don't understand. No, I'd say, you don't understand. But I'm going to help you understand that people are not going to put up with your abuse any longer in this country. And again, I want to remind you folks, we knew this was coming. And I want to say this, our sin is finding us out. Either we're going to obey God's precepts, His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, or we're just going to let them go ahead and continuously make this country out to be the hell that they want it to be. Just it's incredible. It really is. Let me go to this point next. It's interesting to note how Gretchen Whitmer took the time to thank them in law enforcement that had protected her from this alleged kidnapping. Okay? Again, we're not condoning crime in any sense of the word. No, we want a lawful response. Well, I want to say this. Well, those law enforcement individuals that are protecting Gretchen concerning her crimes against the people that she's supposed to represent, I would say to the law enforcement out there, maybe you should reread the laws found within the U.S. Constitution and understand who should be indicted here. That you even have a local sheriff out there saying they're not even sure what they did was unconstitutional. Now, I don't, again, I'm not taking any word that the media has promulgated. In any, folks, I'll tell you what, I have had the mainstream media attack me and attack me for years when we were doing public schools like nobody's business. And not a thing they said about me was true. They couldn't even get my name right. But again, let's get back to this, friends. Maybe these guys should take the time to read the Declaration of Independence and understand what it was that our forefathers would not tolerate. The bottom line is that people have had enough of corruption. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And guess what? Hey, listen to me, FBI. Hey, listen to me, Whitmer, and corrupt representatives in the United States government. People are tired of your abuse of power. People have a God-given right to defend themselves from the likes of you. The Constitution was given to restrain you from us, not the other way around. You have it backwards. Again, for the record, and I'm talking to corruption. I'm not talking to good government. Man, I'm glad we got good government today. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here today. I got more cop friends than I know what to do with, friends. And every one of them are awesome. They're constitutionalists. They're Christians. The people have a right to defend themselves. Listen carefully that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their what? Their safety. Oh, my goodness. And happiness. Yeah. That's craziness, isn't it? I would also like to remind the listener that what the people see from the outside looking in is that these law enforcement agencies are in many ways just as guilty as the tyrant that they are attempting to unlawfully justify and protect. Now, again, I'm not for violence. I'm not for any of these things that have allegedly taken place there. But again, you need to understand that it's this governor and her crimes against the people that have incited such people to respond. You're going to take a stick and keep jamming it at a giant for so long before that giant wakes up, man. And I want to tell you something. Corruption in government, corruption in the mainstream media, you have awakened a giant. And every time they lose control, this is exactly how they respond. They play the victim. What defines anti-government and a domestic terrorist more than the fruit of what we're seeing coming from the likes of Gretchen Whitmer? Come on, let's call it for what it is. She's the one that's acting outside of American government, her scope of authority. She's the one acting as a domestic terrorist when she continuously attacks the good people in Michigan. They have every right in the world to respond. They have every right in the world to lawfully deal with her crimes. And again, I want you to pay attention to the narrative they're trying to set. Folks, you're anti-government and you're domestic terrorist if you demand the law be held to her as well as you. That's exactly what's happening. And as I said earlier, do remember that just last week, the Michigan Supreme Court rendered Governor Whitmer's lockdown unconstitutional. She was acting as a tyrant. The Supreme Court came in and said, you cannot do that. That's what tyrants do. They do what they're not supposed to do. And all of this coming out in the media, the timing here is impeccable. Impeccable. Right on cue. Right on cue, friends. You know, right after they came out, we just had Attorney Catherine Henry on over the last week, and she was the attorney that helped lead up her unconstitutional violations and transgressions, bringing it to the attention of the Supreme Court. And so she was in part to play in a major way over the tyrant in Michigan, the one that we're highlighting right now. And it's interesting to note, friends, that right after that decision came out from the Supreme Court, the very next day, the DHS, unconstitutional, friends, that whole agency, the DHS and the Department of Health in Michigan came out and reinforced what Gretchen Whitmer unconstitutionally did by mandating that which is not law in America, or in her state in particular. So do you see the defiance going on here? And do you see how the picture is that they're trying to paint? They want you to think that the people that stand up against her unconstitutionalities are the bad guys, when in fact, that's what patriots are made out of. And by the way, just in case you didn't know, patriot defined in Webster's 1828 is upholding dying laws. That's exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he plans to defeat what he calls the China virus and that a vaccine is coming out very, very soon. The president speaking from the White House balcony today in his first public event since being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. The president says the riots and looting in cities needs to stop.
Total bad people. They know what they're doing. Yet Biden likes to call them peaceful protesters. You see people, you see anchors from a couple of the very bad, very corrupt networks standing. And behind them, the cities are burning, and they're saying these are peaceful protests. And you look, and everything's on fire.
About 500 people heard the president's 20-minute speech on the South Lawn. Former New Jersey Governor Republican Chris Christie is going home after spending a week in the hospital with COVID-19. USA Radio News. A quarter of the state of Louisiana cannot turn on the lights due to Hurricane Delta. Governor John Bel Edwards saying the 600,000 or so outages are more than the ones during Hurricane Laura in late August due to Delta's size. He did note restoring power is going quicker because infrastructure damage is lower than expected. Around 10,000 utility workers are helping to fix things. Another big company is allowing their workers to work from home. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has a story.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you're on a string of comments right now, just keep in mind Tim Brown's on the back end right now responding to people. There's about 291 comments right now concerning today's topic. So just so you know, I see some people right now saying, Bradley Dean, I just want you to understand Tim is on the back end responding, so you understand that I'm doing live radio during the same time you're communicating with someone. I know I'm a talented guy, right? I'm totally playing, but I can do a lot of things. I can do four things at once, but it does come to the point of extremity. But I'm not on the back end right now, just so you know. Those comments are coming from Tim, and I appreciate Tim you taking the time in doing so and answering people's objectives and questions as well. By the way, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go on and watch us live on YouTube, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing over there. If you want to call us, 1-866-582-9933. I want to come to conclusion with this topic because, again, I want to kill this thing before the end of the hour. And, again, I don't want people to have any unanswered questions, but if you don't call in or make a comment or you know, question us on a string, I can't do anything for you, and I do my best to try to cover everything through these articles that I write on a daily basis on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But if you want to call in, please do. Pro or con, it doesn't matter. So the conclusion is this. The Washington Times comes out And they just reported, and I want you to listen carefully because this is what I meant to end with, because I want you to see that the threat is real. They reported that there's been a disturbing increase in anti-government rhetoric. No. Pro-government. That wants to deal with anti-government. Let's put it into perspective here. There's been a disturbing increase in anti-government rhetoric and the re-emergence of groups that embrace extremist ideologies. Like what? What do you mean, extremist ideologies? You mean like those people that want to remain free and those same people that understand that the only way that they're going to remain free is when the law is enforced against all of us? You know, the law is either there to condemn us or to justify us. And if we're breaking the law, it doesn't justify us, it condemns us. So this isn't anti-government, this message of the people coming from Michigan. This is pro-government, dealing with those that are acting outside of American government, which is foreign to American government. Make distinction, okay? Read Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. And to embrace extremist ideologies, they want to basically teach the people not to respond to their transgressions. That's why they're browbeating the people right now. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said in a statement announcing the charges concerning these that are allegedly conspiring to kidnap the governor there. These groups often seek to recruit new members by seizing on a moment of civil unrest. Who's creating that civil unrest? Huh? Who's creating that civil unrest? Order out of chaos? Does that sound like something that you've heard in the past and in the present? Yeah, you better know it is, friends. Right? Order out of chaos. That's all you have to do is point the finger at those that are responsible for creating the chaos, because they're the same ones trying to bring in the order, the new order. Same thing going on with the vaccinations. The same ones selling you the virus, friends, are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. And you just heard during the break again, speaking of which, Donald Trump talking about, oh, you know, we got the vaccinations on their way. Nobody's asking for the vaccinations. Why are you bringing forth a vaccination to a virus that you can't prove? That's where the American, here, that is the voice of the people right there. They want to bring a vaccination in, right? They want to bring a cure in for a virus that they cannot even prove. This is exactly what they do. They create the problem, they bring in the order. And guess what? Guess who profits from their new order? They do every single time. And it's exactly what's going on with the virus. It's exactly what's going on with this particular issue as well. They just hope people are stupid enough to believe what the media says. These groups often seek to recruit new members by seizing on a moment of civil unrest and using it to advance their agenda of self-reliance and armed resistance. What do you expect the people to do? Are you hearing what they're saying here, friends? That you don't have a right to defend yourselves. You don't have a right to resist our tyranny. And if you do, we're going to call you anti-government, and we're going to basically call you every name under the sun until people believe us that you're the bad guys, when in fact, if people would pull out the Constitution on premised on the Word of God, they would see who the bad guys are, just like a straight stick would expose the deviated stick. They would never, folks, they would have never gotten away with this, even in the 70s, to this degree. Not even close. Not even in the 80s. Not even in the 90s. See, they had to indoctrinate enough young people that are now grown-ups now so they can go ahead and test their steel. And that's what they're doing. They're testing their steel. This Michigan attorney said they're seizing on a moment of civil unrest. Well, guess what? If they were enforcing constitutional law, they wouldn't have civil unrest. I can spin this 50 different directions, friends. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. You want to know why we have protests in the streets? Unlawful. Isn't it interesting? These are the same people, the mainstream media, and these said governors and mayors that are telling the people, just let Antifa and Black Lives Matter, all five members of them, just let them go ahead and loot and kill and burn down buildings. That's free speech. But when you stand up against their, see, that works for them, by the way. That works for them. Because they're waiting for the people to cry out to them to ask for more control over their lives. We want you to protect us. No, that's why we're armed. We don't need you to protect us. That's why we're an armed people. But again, keep in mind, Governor Whitmer in this particular case, she's also the one that doesn't like your guns. I don't care if she likes our guns or not. What is good enough for you to have them? And isn't it interesting? She sits there and she creates this gun legislation trying to make sure that nobody has guns on the Capitol as if to suggest premises, as if to suggest it's her house. No, that's the people's house, not yours. You work for us. Isn't it interesting? She creates this unlawful, unconstitutional policy which undermines the U.S. Constitution and your Second Amendment rights, namely, in this particular instance and point that I'm making here, with armed guards around her, protecting her from you. My goodness, friends. They are simply attempting to indoctrinate the people to accept and not reject the crimes being committed against them by this and other tyrants abroad by criminalizing publicly anyone that would dare to hold them lawfully accountable. Let me just say this. I am here to hold our government representatives lawfully accountable to the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. You want to call me anti-government? Well, I'm going to be here every day, 6 days a week, educating the people otherwise. And that's exactly why they're attacking this ministry. It's exactly why they've always attacked my ministry, because they don't want to be exposed by the laws that they promised to uphold. In so many cases. And we have to get this right. Because if we don't, we're going to lose our country, friends. So there you have it. There's my little discourse on what this governor's doing to incite such a response. Not justifying it, not condoning it, if it's true, which it probably is not. Again, I want to remind you that Darleaf, Sheriff Darleaf came out, and this is actually, this is interesting when I seen it because it fit perfectly with this article. And I always write in such a way, friends, where it's radio ready, okay, because I'm a PowerPointer. But it's interesting to note that Darleaf is under attack, the sheriff out there, for exposing this situation for what it is. This is actually by BigLeaguePolitics.com. Michigan sheriff says Whitmer plot may have been lawful due to her crimes against the Constitution. Do you understand what's going on here, friends? They're trying to create enemies of the state. That's what they're trying to do. Enemies of the state is what they're trying to create. See, the bad guys for a long time in this country have been driving a lot of people to school, and I praise God for it. Because, America, you are under the judgments of God, like it or not. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Read Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. You are under the judgments of God, and you're under the judgments of God because you, folks, your republic is being destroyed because of what you're allowing corrupt politicians to do to this country and acting in such a lawless fashion. Quit complaining about what you're tolerating. I'm so sick and tired of hearing your comments and you complaining about it and doing absolutely nothing. Faith without works is dead, period. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment as well. Wake up. Wake up. I wanted to cover a different topic because I got one more segment left. But someone called me the other day and told me that an individual that claims to be a preacher had said to a group of people about me that I know many of you listen to Bradley Dean's radio show. And he said, but if you, what this guy's doing is he's playing, he's pandering and playing the useful idiot on the behest of the mainstream media's useful idiots. Yeah, believe it or not, friends, right? The useful idiots are using useful idiots. Well, this is one of them. And what he's doing is basically driving people to the two-party system rather than to the Christ. And it's my objective here because I'm a Christocrat. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not an aristocrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Christocrat, and I'm going to stand there. And if I have to stand there by myself, I will do so. But this guy is dividing the people by playing the left-right paradigm game. Read Mark 3:25. I'm going to get right back to this in just a moment. I want to finish this off. And this will be the end of Saturday's show over the last 2 hours. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up. Get in while you can. Talk to you soon.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so here it is. I want to make clear, because I see a lot of you Trump toads and you Biden toads online. I'm going to continuously say this until it's all over with, friends. You people that are caught up into Joe Biden and Donald Trump, it's funny how you on the right call yourselves the right when you're the most deceived. The right in this country, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. I just want to say this real clear. You have a left-right because you're not doing the right thing. There is over 1,152 contenders running for the presidency of the United States of America, and you fell for the little game between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, hook, line, and sinker. You sit there and you fight with people about what you have made Donald Trump your God, and you've made Joe Biden your God instead of Christ your God. And there's a whole lot of this going on in this country today. Now, this is what I wanted to highlight because it's a segue right into what I was saying right during the break. Someone just recently told me that there was a preacher that I know of. He calls himself a preacher. I don't know where he stands. I don't think he does. I don't think he knows where he stands, by the way. But he said, I know that a lot of you listen to Bradley Dean's radio show, but if you leave it up to him, the next president of the United States will be Jesus Christ. I've got to say this, man. I'm doing my job. I have to say that's one of the greatest compliments that I've ever received in my whole life. Amen. Amen. At least that's where people know where I'm at. I put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I didn't put on Donald Trump. I didn't put on Joe Biden. I didn't put on my favorite politician that's nothing more than a point man to sell me out to the globalist agenda. Why? Because I understand what Isaiah 30 tells me. And it stands against what the American people are doing by playing this game. Well, I'm over here and I'm over here. What does the law say? The law doesn't justify either one of their positions because party affiliations are unconstitutional. That said, folks, when I think of the American government that's founded and established upon the Mosaic Institution, it's called common law. Who is it that I should point my finger to? Should it be outside of the one that gave that law? Because it is his government that we are to maintain in this earth as it is in heaven. As a matter of fact, go to Deuteronomy 18:18, Psalm 40, verse 8, and Isaiah 42:21. President James Buchanan stated, "There is nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution." Well, then who must I point my finger to? The one that's in heaven and his law that he gave, that his will might be done in this earth as it is in heaven, by promoting what? His law. Folks, you've been led to believe that when the Republicans are in party, they're a law unto themselves. They can do whatever they want. When the Democrats are in party, they're a law unto themselves. They can do whatever they want. No, you are incorrect. You have been dummied down. You have been dummied down. Neither one of them has a right to violate law. Neither one of them has a right to tear down the Constitution. Neither one of them. You know, when we look at our founding forefathers, the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Who did our forefathers make appeal to? No king but King Jesus. Why are you promoting your favorite unconstitutional party? And let me again ask you, how come you haven't heard about the 1,156 other contenders? They're not players for the global agenda, friends. That's it. I can't help you if you don't want to listen. That's your problem, not mine. Let me warn you of such men as those that are saying, well, you know, Bradley's anti-Trump, he's anti-Biden. No. When the president does the right thing, I'll stand with him. When he does the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against him. And so should you if you're a Christocrat. It was Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, that was asked, are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat? He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. When you're a Christocrat, it's all over for Donald Trump. It's all over for Joe Biden. And it's a yes to the 1,156 people that actually want to serve the people in upholding the law. Now, the Bible is clear concerning these kind of people. Well, Bradley, you know, if you leave it up to Bradley Dean, Jesus Christ is going to be the next president. Amen. Amen. If you're pointing your finger at a man, I'm telling you, and you call yourself a Christian, you are incorrect. You are in idolatry. You are putting corrupt, reprobate man beneath or above that of Christ. Christ is risen where he sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. Okay? And I don't have a whole lot of time to go here, but I do want to say this. Those that forsake God's law, they praise the wicked. Those professed Christians that are praising the wicked don't even know God's law. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. And let me tell you, friends, the wicked they praise, for they are just like them. When you defend the likes of a Donald Trump or any other politician, you're defending them because you're guilty of the same things that they are. And I want to tell you here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, the second half of Proverbs 28, verse 4 reads, but such as keep the law, contend with them. And friends, contend we will. Read Jude 3. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because they speak not according to this word. It is because there is no light in them. If they are not magnifying the Christ, they're not doing their job. I end with this, and I'm going to hand it over to my bride. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, told the story of being in Italy on the side of a mountain where he spotted a little old church. As he walked, he noticed on stained glass windows all of the prophets of old pointing their fingers towards the front of the church. As he got up to the front of the church, he noticed a window of Christ where it said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes the sins of the world, who takes them all away." This is who we should all be pointing towards in all of our leadings. And that is as we become followers of Jesus Christ, not the followers of our favorite politicians, period.
Well, you know, it's interesting because
as you sit here and as I listen to you speak, Bradley, I think about, you know, we have so many things that are grooved into our brains and our memories for us. You know, you grow up and it's like when you go out to eat. If you ever notice, we notice this because we travel a lot throughout the United States. But, you know, you go to every town. I don't care if you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, Northern United States, Southern United States, you have the same options. Taco Bell, Arby's, Wendy's, Subway, McDonald's. And no matter where you go throughout the United States, it's the same. Your choices are given to you. I think a lot of times when it comes to the political thing that Bradley is speaking about, we've always been given these two choices, but we never think outside the box, going back to the Constitution and the Bible. And when you think about when your mind's in that Word of God, you're having a higher thinking. You're having biblical thinking. You're having the Lord's thoughts grooving new channels in your brain that, wow, I never thought about this because I've never been enlightened before on this subject by the Holy Spirit. So I think for anything with our ministry, it's always about getting people out of the box and the worldly mindset that we see and saying, let's have a heavenly mindset. There should be no king but King Jesus. Look in the Bible. Why did they want to have a king? Because the children of Israel wanted to be like other nations. God wanted to be their king. So we need to go back to those old paths where we will find rest for our souls as we are promised in Jeremiah. And I just want to say for those of you who are listening to this radio show, we get comments all the time saying, what can we do? What should we do? There's so many different areas and channels that you can run, so many different things you can get involved with. But as Bradley noted today, you know, we're tired. We've been doing this for over 20 years. We are on the road constantly back and forth. And for the last 2 weeks, we've been home trying to get ready to go back on the road again, which we are. We're going to be in Wisconsin. We're going to be in Michigan. We're going to be in Tennessee doing events, and we are being spent for the gospel's sake. And for those of you who are listening and say, you know what, I want to be a part of supporting this because I see the need out there. I see the message that I am receiving through this radio broadcast, and I want other people out there just like me to get touched in the same way, whether that's conviction, whether that's encouragement, whether that's inspiration. Keep in mind, a great man of God once said, you know, if you haven't upset anybody, you haven't been preaching. We're doing our job as biblical preachers and teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I would like to just encourage you to please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. When you click on the Spread the Word button, you'll have an option there of becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you can support what we're doing on a monthly basis. There's different levels of membership to choose from. Otherwise, you can just choose what you'd like to do on your own. One, for example, is $30 a month, which is $1 a day. If you think about it, I always like to kind of put into perspective, you know, you go to your favorite coffee shop and you get your coffee for what, $4 or $5? Well, $1 a day will help you spread the message of the gospel throughout the United States. So no more, well, what can I do? I can't speak and I can't do this. You can be a part of supporting our work as we go out there and bring the gospel message. There's so many things that you can be doing, but let us not be guilty of the sin of silence. We sin by silence, and we should be out there showing the world our faith by our works because we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So please do support our work and our ministry as we are getting out there to the masses. We can't do it apart from you.
No, we can't. No, we can't. By the way, Protestant, you said to sin by silence, right? Makes cowards of men. But what did he say? Abraham Lincoln. He said we should be protesting. Protestant has meaning, friends. Protestant. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And those that understand their place in this world that are called to be the light that reproves darkness, Ephesians 5:11, are going to be doing the same exact thing. We're called to follow Christ, friends. And when we follow Christ, we're going to right the wrongs no matter who they lie with, because we're not supposed to be respecter of persons. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in just a couple days. Have a great weekend. See ya.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.